KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's clear and 32 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly sunny here today, a high of 62. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. Police in Creston say a man from Adair County was arrested late Wednesday morning on four Union County warrants, charging him with 15 counts of identity theft under $1,000 and three counts of identity theft over $1,000. 37-year-old Corey Davey of Orient was being held in the Union County Jail awaiting a bond hearing. Earlier in the day on Wednesday, 23-year-old Aaron Turlock of Lenox was arrested at the Union County Jail in Creston on a warrant for OWI first offense. Turlock was released from custody after posting a $1,000 bond. The Walnut Community School District has officially begun the process of reorganizing with the AHSD Community School District. The Daily Nonpareil reports the Walnut School Board approved beginning the process at its Monday meeting. Superintendent Jesse Ulrich says circulating a petition to collect signatures from 400 eligible electors, or 20% of the district's registered voters, whichever is smaller, is the first step toward holding a special election, with a reorganization vote taking place in June of 2015. Walnut already holds grade shares, 7th through 12th grade students with AHSD, as well as sharing, Superintendent Ulrich. The Green Hills Area Education Agency has recommended Walnut look at reorganization as it and several other smaller districts are facing a trend of declining enrollment. The reorganization process begins with a petition which has to receive enough support from the community to generate a hearing before the Green Hills Area Education Agency. The AEA board confirms requirements are met and provides an opportunity for residents to object to the proposed combined district. Iowa requires special school elections to be held on certain dates. According to the Iowa Secretary of State's office, opportunities for special elections next summer would include June 30th and August the 4th. Ulrich says the district plans to announce details on the reorganization plans today. He said reorganization is a community action, not a board action. So while the AHSD school board will mutually consent to the petition and can support the petition, the board itself is not involved in the process. While Walnut has maintained an independent school district for the past 142 years, it's likely the 2015-2016 school year would be its last. The Walnut District saw the largest enrollment decline in the state, a 25% plummet over the past 5 years, according to Ulrich, who wrote that the reorganization would keep its representation for Walnut on a new combined school board, allowing Walnut residents to continue to have a voice in educational decisions. He said in an interview Wednesday that he does not expect the reorganization will meet with much resistance. However, the name of the consolidated district could prompt some debate, Ulrich said. The district currently calls its secondary facilities AHSTW as a nod to the grade sharing. Two other Southwest Iowa school districts are currently asking voters to approve a reorganization. Voters in Hamburg and Farragut will decide December 2nd on whether to approve a merger forming the Nishnabotna Community School District. Last year, the Elkhorn-Kimbleton and Exira school districts came together. The Iowa Department of Education lists six other districts that consolidated and one that was dissolved last year. Other than Exira EHK, the last merger of local districts was in 2011 when Nishna Valley and Malvern formed the East Mills Community School District. That year also saw Manning and IKM, which is Irwin, Kirkman, and Manila, form the IKM Manning, and C&M, Cumberland, Mesita, and Anita form the CAM School District. A Northwest Iowa teenager was taken into custody Wednesday for allegedly making threats that led to the lockdown of four schools around Sioux City. Woodbury County Sheriff Dave Drew said the parents of 16-year-old Matthew Maxwell of Mobile had not heard from him since 9:30 Tuesday night. He had reportedly taken a gun to Siouxland Christian School on Monday and Tuesday.
We were concerned over some threats that were made and notified the schools. Siouxland Christian, the Sioux City Police did their lockdown there. And we contacted Woodbury Central and Lawton Bronson and Kingsley Pearson.
All those schools were locked down Wednesday as police searched for Maxwell, who is a former Woodbury Central student and has ties to Lawton Bronson.
The subject was observed walking on a gravel road about a mile and a half to 2 miles south and east of Mobile. He was with his firearm. He was taken into custody without any incident.
The teen was taken to a hospital for evaluation. The Woodbury County attorney is considering charges in the case. Two people were arrested Tuesday on separate charges in Page County. The sheriff's office said yesterday 42-year-old Stephen Dean Lundvall of College Springs was arrested on a warrant for failure to appear. The arrest was made at his residence in College Springs. Lundvall was transported to the Page County Jail where he posted bond and was released. And 49-year-old Robin Cherise Welsh of Clarinda was arrested on a warrant for aiding and abetting a violation of a no-contact order. Welsh was arrested at the Page County Sheriff's Office. She posted bond and was released. In other news, the West Central Board of Directors on Wednesday announced their unanimous decision to name Mylon Kusarik president and CEO following Jeff Stroberg's retirement at the end of the fiscal year. Kusarik, who has served as the company's executive vice president of dairy and animal nutrition since 2006, will be the fourth president and CEO in West Central Cooperative's more than 80-year history. West Central chairwoman Sue Tronchetti said that Kusarik has been a trusted manager and proven leader for the producers of the cooperative since he joined West Central in 2006. She also said Kusarik is the right choice to lead West Central. She said Kusarik's introduction as president and CEO effective February 1st of 2015 is the result of the board's long-term approach for developing leadership from within the company. Beginning November 1st, Jeff Stroberg and Mylon Kusarik will begin an operational transition and leadership handoff. As part of that change, Stroberg will devote his time to the unification study between West Central and Key Cooperative. President and CEO-elect Kusarik will oversee the daily cooperative operations, including executive team management. Arizona Senator John McCain was campaigning with Republican U.S. Senate candidate Joni Ernst on Wednesday.
Iowans are concerned about our national security, about our veterans, the treatment of our veterans, and the need to fix that. And I think they realize that Joni is exactly the kind of person with her experience and background, also in the legislature, that will make her hit the ground running when she gets to the United States Senate.
McCain, who was a prisoner of war in Vietnam, is a dwindling number of senators with a military background. Ernst, a battalion commander in the Iowa National Guard, is one of a handful of 2014 candidates for the U.S. Senate who have run campaign ads featuring photos of themselves in their military uniforms. McCain says military experience isn't required, but it's an enormous asset for a member of the Senate.
Joni Ernst has served in a position of command. She understands what morale, efficiency, the capabilities of the men and women who are serving, and most of all, the challenges and the hardships that men and women undergo as they are serving the country.
McCain and Ernst met with veterans at an American Legion post in Coralville Wednesday, where McCain referred to President Obama's foreign policy as feckless, and he called the present state of the Veterans Administration unacceptable. A new poll of Iowa's U.S. Senate race released Wednesday shows Republican Joni Ernst with a slight lead over Democrat Bruce Braley. Peter Brown is assistant director of the Quinnipiac poll.
The latest Quinnipiac poll finds that Joni Ernst is inching ahead. She has a four-point lead over Bruce Braley, which is slightly outside the poll's margin of error. But it's still a very close race, and anything could happen in the final week.
5% of those surveyed were undecided. Ernst got the backing of 49% of those polled, while Braley got 45% support.
Certainly one would rather be in Joni Ernst's shoes this morning than Bruce Braley. But a week to go, anything can happen.
Ernst is leading among independent voters by 9 points.
And that's a key to victory in a state like Iowa, which is a swing state, with the two parties tightly bunched together. If Ms. Ernst wins by about 10 points among independents, she'll be difficult to beat.
The Quinnipiac University poll was conducted from last Wednesday through Sunday. 9% of voters said they might change their mind between now and Election Day. The Quinnipiac poll also found Governor Branstad with a 19-point lead over Democratic challenger Jack Hatch. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.